thank you, Abba Father, we thank you. Adonai, we worship you today, Lord God. Thank you for all the things that you have done in our lives, O Lord God, including those who are under the sound of this voice, Father God, Lord. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness, Lord God. We honor your name, we glorify you, Lord God. And we are calling upon the name of Jesus today, Lord God, that you who begun a good works to each and every one of us, Lord, you will do it, you will finish it, O God. For your plans for us is not to harm, but to prosper us, Lord God. Father, we thank you, we honor you, we bless you today. Bless those are the ones who are under the sound of this voice. We saturate the atmosphere with the blood of Jesus. We sanctify ourselves with the blood of Jesus, that we will hear from you. Holy Spirit, have your own way. Holy Spirit, have your own way today. In the name of Jesus. Ikara sokoto mandeli yosokoto se. Marusketi labanduli yosokoto simande. Meri kata labande mamastu sikia. Boros kiti mamando loso koto serva seke rimanda. Maros seke. Release favor today, O God. Release unstoppable financial favor, O God. Release healing, O God. Release divine fire, O God. Release press fire, O Lord God. Release divine health, divine healing. Oro zeke rimandali yeso kete. Peris katara bande hara bosokolobang. Jesus, you're only the name that is no other name. Your name is holy. Your name is holy. Your name is holy. Your name is powerful. Your name is powerful. We lift you. We lift you up, Lord. In Jesus' name. This is the day that God has made for you. I am led by the Spirit of God to call forth. I am led by the Spirit of God to call forth. Today, God wants you to hear about calling your harvest. Calling your harvest. So there is anointing. There is an anointing to call forth. There is anointing. There is an anointing to call forth. And you can call your harvest. You might heard the calling forth anointing. You might hear about calling forth your harvest. And some of you cannot do it because you don't know. You don't know the call forth anointing. Calling forth your harvest is you wanted to reap the harvest, to reap the harvest of what you've been sowing in the lives of others, what you've been sowing in the kingdom of God, even what you've been sowing to your family. So today, God has a surprise to some of you, or to all of you who really want the release of the harvest. In the natural realm, bringing in a harvest has always been a season of great celebration. When you think about the harvest, it's like a man planting in the rice field. Sowing the rice, sowing the seed, and waiting for the harvest. You could just imagine how that farmer celebrating because the things that he sown in that land in a couple of months, he will reap it. He will reap it. And there is a great celebration in his heart. The reward for sowing is watering and protecting the precious seeds. It symbolizes abundance and the fruits from a season of the work and sacrifice. It's like a farmer that keep on tilling the land, you know. They work hard in order to plant the seed. They work hard in order to flatten or to renew the soil. Because if it is like a stony ground, that cannot have a harvest of the seed that the farmers are putting on the ground. So God is talking to each and every one of you today. God is speaking in the spiritual realm. And the Spirit of God is upon you. The Spirit of God is upon this channel. That God wants to bring the harvest of your seed. But bringing the harvest is you need to water if and protect the precious seed. The precious seed, it symbolizes the abundance and the fruits from the seasons of your hard work, from the seasons of your sacrifice. So God is speaking to my heart, call your harvest right now. Call your harvest right now. Because when it comes to a spiritual harvest, our expectancy should be the same. Our expectancy should be the same. We're going to expect, you know, you will sow, you will wait, and you will reap. Three things: sowing, waiting, and then reaping. And there is a great rejoicing, and it's a season of great celebration. And most people are wondering what happened, why until now I keep on sowing and sowing and sowing, but the reaping is not yet in manifestations. But I come to tell you that the Holy Spirit speak to me, keep sowing, wait, and you will reap the harvest of what you are calling. Comfort that harvest. Some of you sowed, some of you prayed, some of you speak in tongues, some of you are waiting, some of you are impatient, and still nothing is happening. But this is the hour, this is the day that the Lord has made. You will rejoice and you will be glad even this time. So are you due? I have a question to you today, man and woman of God. Are you due for a harvest? Are you due to reap the harvest? Are you the one that God is talking to me that it's time for you to call forth your harvest? Wait and until the manifestations come. So get ready, for the windows of heaven is to open. Windows of heaven is to open, because the Lord of harvest has a plan for you to receive the bountiful, greatest blessings that you cannot imagine. So if you are ready to see a visible return in your life, simply call your harvest. Simply call your harvest. Simply call your harvest. It's not because you are going to shout and I call forth my harvest. I call forth my harvest. In the seasons of your calling your harvest, you continuously sow a seed for your harvest. Continuously sow a seed for your harvest. Continuously sow that seed for your harvest. Do not get tired. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, because you must, and it is a must, not an option, that you sow a seed for your harvest. For Galatians, open your Bible to Galatians 6 verse 7. Galatians 6 verse 7, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Do not be deceived. Don't ever be deceived by your mind. Don't ever be deceived by your heart. Don't ever be deceived by people, what they say. What they say is nothing, but just keep on continuing, continuously sow a seed for your harvest. You are not sowing a seed because you love that ministry. You are not sowing a seed because you love that man. You are not sowing a seed because you like it or you don't like it. You sow a seed because you know and you believe that you will reap the harvest of what you sow. Whether it's monetary, love, relationship, you will reap the harvest. But do not be deceived. Whatever you sow, you will also reap it. If you sow that you are announcing to people around the globe that you sow a seed, that you sow like this, that you give to this man, you are not going to reap the harvest. Whatever your right hand release, do not announce by your left hand. If you are deciding a harvest in your life, one thing for sure, you cannot reap if you don't sow. One thing for sure, you cannot reap if you don't sow. The devil is trick so many Christians believing they cannot do it. You keep on procrastinating. You are in fear. You said, when God give this to me, I will plant. When God give this to me, I will faithful in my tithes. When God give me to me, I know many pastors are not faithful in their tithes. Some of you ashamed if your tithes is just only 10 because you receive only 100. Rebuke yourself in the name of Jesus, because God knows if you are cheating. God knows if you are keeping that money for your hair, for your makeup, for your manicure, pedicure, for your spa. So you cannot cheat God. You cannot lie God, because sometimes you buy things for somebody, you buy things for the church, and you said that is your tithes. Don't cheat God, because He knows. God knows how much you have. God knows how much you gain in that business. God knows your natural capability or capacity. Because Jesus said in Luke 6:38, that if you give, you will receive. If you give, you will receive. Luke 6:38 said that if you give, you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Shaken together to make a room for more, running over and forth into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. So you cannot cheat God. You cannot lie unto God. He knows what you gain. He knows what are the money come to your hand. And the enemy doesn't want you to participate in that kind of heaven's calling about sowing, planting a seed. The enemy doesn't want you to be a participator. The enemy wants you only to be an spectator, that you do anyhow and anything. But I come to tell you today, what is seed? Seed is anything you give. It can be time, your money, resources, your love, your faith, and your hope. But God knows the finances that you have, right now. But you keep on keeping and put it in the bank in the name of Jesus. Dismantle and destroy that greediness in Jesus' name. Lose your hold to that man and woman. Lose your hold to these ministers. Lose your hold to these workers of the living God in the name of Jesus. And the most important part of sowing is the heart. Your heart. Your heart behind the gift. So when you sow, be sure you are acting as a good sower. Be sure that you are acting as a good sower. There is no boasting and giving unto God that, you know, I give my tithes like this. I give my tithes. I give my offering. I give my blah, blah, blah. Don't boast your giving, because actually you are only the steward of what you have right now. So that your heart is very important in the things that you are doing in the kingdom of God pertaining to sowing. When you give, remember this, when you give in sorrow, there is no faith, so there is no return. So sow your seed in joy, and you will reap a harvest. You will reap a harvest. And speak this aloud. I am not just a good giver. I am a good reaper. I am not just a good giver. I am a good reaper. So don't give up on your seed. Galatians 6:9 said, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap the harvest of blessing. If we don't give up your harvest, determined by what you do while you are waiting. Remember this, your harvest is determined by what you do while you're waiting for it. Waiting is the toughest part of the sowing process, isn't it? You sow your seed, then just close your mouth. Be silenced. Don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't be a complainer. Don't act like you are a warrior. You are a worshiper. And then your harvest will arrive. Your harvest is coming. Your harvest is coming in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Jesus, do it. Jesus, do it. Father, I thank you that you said in Psalm 67, verse 5 and 6, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. Father, we see increase. We believe in increase. We believe in increase. We believe the manifestations of increase. Multiplication, O God. You will bless us, Lord God. And we receive the blessing that came from you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. You are blessed coming in. Blessed going out. The blessing of the Lord overtakes you. Financial favor is locating you right now. In the name of Jesus.